Where are we heading in terms of the next generation of clinical trials and clinical trial questions in adjuvant therapy?
Right now, the current trial in NSABP is looking at the FOLFOX with or without bevacizumab in the adjuvant setting. There is a similar trial in the intergroup that's looking at FOLFOX with or without cetuximab in the adjuvant setting. So we will, again, address whether or not these agents have even greater benefit when used early in the disease than when used later in the disease. But we also have to be prepared for the scenario where these agents may actually not show their greatest impact in the adjuvant early stage setting, but may show their activity in the metastatic setting. It may be that prior exposure to chemotherapy may actually be driving the tumors down a more growth factor driven pathway, in which case giving the growth factor inhibitor at that later point may have a greater impact than when you give it earlier. We just have to be open for any possibility, and that's why we do these phase 3 trials. And that's why when a patient of ours is randomized to the standard arm, we can't feel bad about that, because that actually may be the best arm going forward. It may avoid the toxicity of the new agent. It may be just as good. And this is the way I counsel my patients, so that when they hear, if they're randomized to the standard arm, even though they were hoping to be randomized to the experimental arm, that they don't withdraw from the study. We have to go in with a certain amount of equipoise, that each one of these could potentially be equivalent or better, and whichever arm or patient is randomized to, that's the arm that we'll proceed with.